Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Nation pays homage to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 101st birth anniversary today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Rashtra Prerna Sthal in Lucknow on the occasion. Prime Minister says Sansad Khel Mahotsav has evolved into a people's movement, drawing participation from diverse sections of society. Navi Mumbai International Airport starts commercial flight operations. Bangladesh Nationalist Party acting chairman Tariq Rehman returns to Dhaka weeks before parliamentary elections. And Christmas being celebrated across the globe today to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. And now the news in detail. The nation pays homage to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 101st birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at his samadhi, Sadaiv Atal, in the national capital. A prayer meeting was organized at his samadhi in Delhi this morning. Former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, BJP National President and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, BJP National Working President Nitin Nabin, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, several Union Ministers, Members of Parliament, MLAs also paid floral tributes to the late Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Rashtra Prerna Sthal in Lucknow on the occasion of 101st birth anniversary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee, driven by the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India. Rashtra Prerna Sthal will serve a tribute to the life, ideals and enduring legacy of one of India's most revered statesmen, whose leadership left a profound impact on the nation's democratic, political and developmental journey. More from our correspondent.
Rashtra Prerna Sthal has been developed as a landmark, national memorial and inspirational complex of enduring national significance. Constructed at an approximate cost of 230 crore rupees and spread across an expansive area of 65 acres, the complex is envisioned as a permanent national asset dedicated to fostering leadership values, national service, cultural consciousness and public inspiration. The complex features 65 feet high bronze statues of Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, symbolizing their seminal contributions to India's political thought, nation building and public life. It also houses a state-of-the-art museum designed in the form of lotus-shaped structure spread over approximately 98,000 square feet. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Sansad Khel Mahotsav has evolved into a people's movement, drawing participation from diverse sections of society. Addressing Sansad Khel Mahotsav through video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said it is providing the country with thousands of talented athletes. The Prime Minister said the scale of the Sansad Khel Mahotsav has grown significantly and also its impact.
Aaj Sansad Khel Mahotsav एक जन आंदोलन बन चुका है. देश भर में 290 से अधिक सांसदों की इस कार्यक्रम का योजना करना, लाखों नौजवानों को जोड़ना और 1 करोड़ से ज्यादा युवा खिलाड़ियों द्वारा इसमें रजिस्ट्री करवाना देश के हर कोने की हिस्सेदारी है और शहरों से लेकर गांव तक हर पृष्ठभूमि के युवाओं की सहभागिता ये दिखाता है इसका स्केल कितना बड़ा है.
Mr. Modi said the sports festival is becoming a strong pillar with the mantra of nation building through youth development. The Prime Minister said beyond winning and losing, the sportsmanship and spirit of fair play that the athletes learn through these games contribute to the development of capable and disciplined youth. He said these capable and disciplined youth build the future of the nation.
इस प्रतियोगिता के कुछ प्रतिभागी खिलाड़ियों से बात कर रहा था. उनका जोश, उनका जज्बा, उनका उत्साह, उनके शब्दों में मुझे भारत के सामर्थ्य के दर्शन हो रहे थे। जो विश्वास मुझे इन खिलाड़ियों के भीतर दिख रहा था, आज भारत के करोड़ों युवा उसी विश्वास से भरे हुए हैं। इसलिए स्टार्टअप, स्पेस, साइंस और स्पोर्ट्स, भारत के युवाओं ने हर क्षेत्र में अपना परचम लहरा रखा है।
Mr. Modi said that in 2030, when India hosts the Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad, the entire world will be watching towards the country. He said it will be a major opportunity for young athletes. The Prime Minister said India is also trying for the opportunity to host the 2036 Olympics.
अब हमें ग्लोबल स्पोर्ट्स इवेंट से टेबल टॉप करने को अपना टारगेट बनाना है। आने वाले समय में भारत बड़े-बड़े स्पोर्ट्स इवेंट्स को होस्ट करने जा रहा है। 2030 में भारत अहमदाबाद में कॉमनवेल्थ गेम्स आयोजित करेगा, तब पूरी दुनिया की नजर भारत पर होगी। आप जैसे युवा खिलाड़ियों के लिए एक बड़ा मौका होगा। यही नहीं, 2036 में स्पोर्ट्स के सबसे बड़े आयोजन यानी ओलंपिक्स की मेजबानी के लिए भी भारत प्रयासरत है।
The Navi Mumbai International Airport commenced commercial flight operations from today, marking a key milestone for India's civil aviation sector. The airport is also expanding air travel capacity for the Mumbai metropolitan region. The Navi Mumbai International Airport began operations with the first flight operated by IndiGo, flight number 6E460, travelling from Bengaluru, landing at the Navi Mumbai International Airport at 8 a.m. According to the airport operator, the aircraft was accorded a ceremonial water cannon salute on arrival, a time-honored aviation tradition marking the Navi Mumbai International Airport's commercial touchdown and departure. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India's ambassador to US, Vinay Mohan Quatra, has said that India remains constantly engaged with the United States to find a mutually beneficial and balanced trade arrangement as early as possible. He said on trade and tariff, India will remain constantly engaged with the US trade representative with the hope to find a mutually beneficial and a balanced trade arrangement.
We continue to work very, very proactively in other areas also, including in the fields of trade, science and technology, artificial intelligence. We have been working with the range of stakeholders in the US, both in the private sector and the government sector, in the think tank circle, for a very substantial participation of theirs in the upcoming AI Action Summit in February. So technology has been a very principal domain of our engagement. On trade and tariff, as I said, we remain very constantly engaged with the USTR, with the hope to find a mutually beneficial and a balanced trade arrangement as early as possible.
One of India's most impactful rural infrastructure initiatives, the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, marks its 25 years today. Launched on 25th of December 2000 to ensure all weather connectivity to previously unconnected rural habitations, the program has emerged as a key enabler of agricultural growth, employment generation, improved access to education and health services, and poverty alleviation. A report.
Since its inception, over 8,25,000 kilometers of rural roads have been sanctioned under the PM Gram Sadak Yojana, with more than 7,87,000 kilometers completed. Budgetary allocations to the scheme in recent years reflect the government's sustained emphasis on strengthening rural road connectivity. Around 19,000 crore rupees have been allocated for the financial year 2025-26. Under the Phase 4, a total road length of 62,500 kilometers will be constructed between the financial years 2024-25 and 2028-29, with an overall outlay of more than 70,000 crore rupees. With nearly 96% of the sanctioned rural road length completed, the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana has significantly enhanced rural accessibility, strengthened market linkages, improved access to education and healthcare, and accelerated inclusive economic growth. Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, illuminated paper stars, holly wreaths, and exchange gifts. Churches of all denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to all the citizens on the occasion of Christmas. In a social media post, President Murmu said that the festival reminds of the sacrifice made by Lord Jesus Christ for the welfare of humanity. She said that Christmas inspires the people to strengthen the values of peace, harmony, equality and service in the society. Vice President extended his Christmas greetings to the people. He said that the message of Christ inspires people to build stronger and more caring communities. Mr. Radhakrishnan added that the teachings of Jesus Christ strengthens social bonds and promotes lasting peace in the society. The Prime Minister attended the Christmas morning service at the Cathedral Church of the Redemption in Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the service reflected the timeless message of love, peace and compassion. He hoped that the spirit of Christmas will inspire harmony and goodwill in the society. In Karnataka, 5 persons were killed and many injured when a container truck hit a luxury sleeper bus on National Highway 48 near Hiriyur in Chitradurg district today. The East Zone Inspector General of Police, Ravi Kantagowda, has informed media persons that 5 dead bodies were found and 3 were missing near the accident spot. He informed that there were 32 passengers in the bus and 25 among them were hospitalized. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi tomorrow. The Ministry of Women and Child Development said that this year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been selected for this honour, who have demonstrated outstanding achievements in diverse fields, including bravery, sports and social service. The ministry informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also address the children and youth in a national-level programme on Veer Bal Divas. The idea behind celebrating Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar is to recognize and honor the children who have talent and have shown exceptional courage. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi said that the awards also convey a message to the children that they are the creators of the future and instill confidence amongst them.
The Prime Minister's aim is to give recognition and respect to children who show extraordinary courage, talent and sensitivity at a young age. And this award also gives the message to children that our children are the creators of the future. And today, they are the inspiration for the society.
Tune in to 100.1 Akashwani Gold at 7:10 p.m. today to listen to this exclusive broadcast. Bangladesh Nationalist Party Acting Chairman Tariq Rahman returned to Bangladesh today, weeks before parliamentary elections. Ending nearly 17 years in exile in the United Kingdom, he arrived in Dhaka aboard a Biman Bangladesh Airlines flight from London, which landed at Hazrat Shah Jalal International Airport at around 11:40 a.m. after a brief stopover in Sylhet. Tariq Rahman was accompanied by his wife, Dr. Zubeda Rahman, and daughter, Zaima Rahman. Senior BNP leaders, led by Secretary General Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir, received him at the airport's VIP lounge, where he was accorded a warm and emotional welcome. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation pays homage to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 101st birth anniversary today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Rashtra Prerna Sthal in Lucknow on the occasion. Prime Minister says Sansad Khel Mahotsav has evolved into a people's movement, drawing participation from diverse sections of society. Navi Mumbai International Airport starts commercial flight operations. Bangladesh Nationalist Party Acting Chairman Tariq Rahman returns to Dhaka weeks before parliamentary elections. And Christmas being celebrated across the globe today to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. And with that, we end the midday news.